a poster for the M25 Consortium Annual Conference 2021 from London Metropolitan University Library Services and Special Collections. The poster is entitled Our Collections, Enhanced Accessibility in a Changing World, and the commentary is read by Peter Fisher, the University's Special Collections Manager. Universities have risen fantastically to the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, producing interactive, high-quality and innovative remote learning, and these challenges have created new opportunities and a fresh perspective on the delivery of services by academic libraries. With the vast majority of students studying 100% online, what steps have Library Services and Special Collections at London Metropolitan University taken to provide enhanced collections access and learning support in these exceptional times? During the first lockdown, we advised academic staff that reading lists should feature online content where possible to improve accessibility. Where printed resources had been used previously, lecturers were encouraged to review these items and select alternatives. Offering access to collections and providing digital literacy training online are our top priorities. Also, our librarians provide sessions for staff on selecting e-content for the enhancement of reading lists. This includes advice on searching our resource discovery tool to find articles that are full text and therefore more accessible to students. We have increased awareness of bona fide open access material and have looked specifically for peer-reviewed articles and books in light of the enhanced production of open access e-books by many leading commercial publishers and university presses. We received an uplift in funding in order to purchase additional online resources to benefit students following the second national lockdown. We have enhanced our virtual inquiry service through the introduction of, for example, soft phones, which enable staff to field telephone inquiries over the internet from home. Offering these different communication channels has possibly served to reduce feelings of social isolation for our students and staff. We have also made changes to some loan circulation features to increase accessibility, for example, increasing the number of reservations students can make for click and collect. Teams working from home have carried out enormously valuable work to enhance access to collections, be it through transcription of rare documents from our special collections, identifying more e-content in our collections, and giving feedback on our new look catalogue. We have introduced a scan-on-demand service for both main and special collections, which enables users to request digitised material remotely. In conclusion, library and special collections have adapted and, where necessary, introduced services in order to provide the best possible access to collections and learning support during the pandemic. We must now ensure that our facilities and services are suitably equipped in order to meet the demands of high-quality digital teaching, learning and research post-pandemic.